Okay, this is a continuation of my previous crazy stupid. I labeled it TH, but it's just for my own remembrance, basically. But I could maybe use it to extract out some useful examples from. But it's just ridiculously long. So I'm going to try the other one here. Now, how then... is there some plausible explanation for how the structure of this extremely sophisticated body appears, where the blueprint for it actually is? It can't be in the DNA. To maintain such an idea, no matter what, just becomes a faith. Even less rational than the wildest religions. Being utterly, ridiculously impossible by all we know about mathematics and the laws that govern our nature. Well, since we speak about religion, and what about the soul? Well, someone may say, the existence of a soul also goes against all known laws of nature and observations and all of that, how this nature works. But actually, if we look at nature without bias, there are lots of evidence pointing at the existence of a soul. For starters, the fact that we are conscious. And consciousness cannot be explained as a product of anything material, and should then reasonably be accepted as an existence in itself, which we can call a soul. But that's another discussion. Let's, for now, test our reasoning here, our thought experiment, by putting the soul into the picture. Well, some seem to think of the soul as formless, presuming that only matter has form and that which is not matter can't have form. But that is just a negation an assumption. What if we try the other way of looking at the soul, namely that the form is in the soul. And that's where the blueprint is. That there is some kind of energy structure or whatever. That makes up the subtle blueprint or framework within which then the cellular structure grows. And that what we are actually seeing when that little egg cell starts to divide and grow into a complete baby with fingers and hairs and eyes and organs is the unfolding of that energy structure. Or, I mean, if we want to make it simple, we don't even need to talk about the soul, but just this energy structure. But if we want to make it complete, just for my own understanding, Now we are basically looking here at a super sophisticated factory, you could say, of a cell that reproduces itself into several factories. So where does the DNA come into the picture then? Well, it determines what kind of protein that cell should produce. And I guess that means all kinds of different things that the cell produces, right? But how would it affect then the bigger form there, the full form? If an arm should be properly grown out or crippled, if the body should be a human body or an animal body, female, male body, just based on a little chromosome there. X and Y chromosome, for instance. Well, we could maybe describe it like this, that here you have the soul who is about to incarnate, in other words, get a flesh form. And there you have the parents who have given their DNA, their code here, right? So then when the form starts to develop of that little child, which you could see then as the person coming from a kind of an unmanifest sleeping state and appearing, growing, coming into this realm. Then doing so into that cellular structure that becomes the material, the physical gross manifestation of that person is actually transcendental to this, but who is now receiving a form there. And how that, I would say, the whole process for how that form develops would then be more that those little cells there, they just grow, but they grow controlled by that subtle framework, that energetic structure, which kind of puts them into being. Otherwise, what does it mean that a cell splits into two and so on and makes new cells? And so then the information for all the organs and the little intricate parts of those is there in that superstructure, right? But the form that this structure will actually grow into, human, animal, whatever, would then be, you could say, partially controlled by that DNA code in there, which is kind of governing the conditioning process of which form you should get. I don't know if this makes sense, but and what if we try comparing it to an avatar in a game or some Second Life social platform metaverse thing? You may connect yourself to that through an interface, and then you are present there. Similarly, the soul interfaces with this physical realm, connects to it, but then you need a form, right? And then you have like a general form there, four arms and four legs and, sorry, four, two arms and two legs and all that, two eyes and basic form. Or I mean, you could in principle also be a plant or a tree or an animal or anything, then there's a modification to that basic form even, but still there is like some basic geometry there. But before that is the presence of you. You're connected, right? Now you need senses, you need eyes, you need a presence, you need a form that others can see. So that is being generated. And then you could, you know, with different graphical, computer graphics methods, pixels again on the screen showing you look like this. So if you compare those pixels and that process to the cellular process that is happening, could that be somewhere close to it? It would then mean, I would say, probably say that the little cell receives from a subtle platform, energetic structure there, information what kind of proteins to produce, what to do. And the form within, or the appearance within which that would happen, you could say the physical limitations or whatever, I guess that's what they call the inheritance, the part of you that you inherit from your parents and so on, would be in that code. And since the DNA is the same in all cells, it can't be that it just contains information relevant for that cell, right? For the production of proteins and so on. But a general protein factory instruction book or database for which proteins it should produce and which it can't produce, maybe something like that. I'm still not sure if this explains all of it, but I don't think so. Well, I guess that's it for now. Ugh.